Inside McTaggart's Market, manager Richard Schrober tests different ID cards in his new TokenWorks scanner.
Swipe again, swipe again.
The $1,000 device is calibrated to recognize several forms of ID that people need to present in order to buy alcohol or cigarettes. Schrober says it helps clerks speed along the process as they screen for underage customers.
It'll come up and say okay for alcohol and okay for cigarettes if the person is of proper age. If it is a bad ID or a fake ID or an ID that is in question, then it'll say unrecognizable ID. That's where you would look closer or deny the sale.
McTaggart's is one of seven Madison area liquor stores and grocery stores that are getting the scanners for free. UW-Madison officials say they've also invited new bars or those with previous violations for underage drinking to participate. Catherine Plominski is the city alcohol policy coordinator. She acknowledges there are other ways students could get alcohol without subjecting themselves to a scanner.
Nothing is a silver bullet. There are plenty of students that use manufactured IDs that would be prevented with this technology. You're not going to catch everyone, but it's a great tool.
Similar scanners have been used at the UW Memorial Union. One manager says since switching to this latest version in January, they've confiscated nearly 100 fake IDs, about twice the usual number for the same period of time. The project's being funded by the UW Police Department and the Chancellor's Office. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.